Return of Preparation.
Every show, we like to tee it up with the folks from Talk Radio News, one of our faves, of course, Victoria Jones. Hello, Victoria. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Hey, so I just wanted to touch on this a little bit, since you have some British roots. The whole Jubilee is all over with, right? I mean, are there other celebrations planned, or nah, it's just that couple of days in a row?
No, it's pretty much done as far as I know. I don't think there's anything.
She needs to stretch that out. 60 years is a long time to wear the crown.
I know, but I mean, she had a weekend. Well, then I mean, they've got the Olympics, but they had a weekend, and then it went into Tuesday. Oh, it's 4 days. Oh, it's a long time for the old girl.
That's true, and she has to gear up and rest for the Olympics because
yeah.
You know she'll make an appearance at the Olympics. Absolutely, you're right on that. Hey, what's the buzz since before we get into this whole thing with the G20? What is the buzz on the Olympics in London? You know they're going to have real clouds. They're going to have crowds. They're going to have clouds that actually rain. Did you know that?
I heard something about that. That's weird.
I think it's weird, too. But is it? It's hard to get a ticket to it. I think it's going to be huge, just like all the Olympics.
You can't even get an airline flight.
I know. I heard that. Unless you win it in some kind of contest. Like Home Shopping Network, I think, is giving a trip away, and there's a bunch of others. But unless you win it, forget it. Yeah. Time to enter. All right, it wasn't about that kind of a contest, a different kind of contest. Putin, Russia's Putin, and President Obama and the meeting. What happened? What's the take on the two of them at the G20?
Well, they both got pretty strong personalities. They're both under a lot of pressure to appear strong at home. They've both been snubbing each other like mad ever since Putin came into power. So, and it was a two-hour meeting.
Ooh.
So, 2 hours. Obama described it as candid, thoughtful, and thorough.
Candid, thoughtful, and thorough. That sounds like a job interview.
Yeah, I mean, it that sounds like it was, rough
yeah.
to me.
Exactly, that's what I think, too. So, in other words, we're really not going to know the details of what came out, just what they want us to think.
Well, they both gave remarks afterwards, and Putin was really remarkably tight-lipped. I mean, he even mentioned Syria on Syria. I have to read you what he said, because it was, I've read this to a few hosts, I'll be astonished to see what your reaction is, including the Syrian affair, blah, blah. From my perspective, we've been able to find many commonalities pertaining to all of those issues, and we'll now further develop our contacts, both on the personal level and on the level of our experts involved.
What? Are you kidding me? What do you mean? So in other words, let's read between the lines. You're giving them, you're dumping them arms, you're giving them arms, and we're going to somehow meet in the middle, we're going to rally the wagons around this? Are you kidding?
Hey, what does that mean? Nobody I've spoken to all day, well, since this came out later this
understands it.
No!
Mm-mm. He's getting good at the art of spin.
Yeah, I mean, Obama at least said, we agree we need to see a cessation of the violence, we need a political process, but an end of the horrific events, pledged to work with other international actors, including the UN, Kofi Annan, and all the interested parties in trying to find a resolution to this problem. Oh, I guess that's what Putin was saying then.
he gave us the sizzle. He left out the meat.
It was like, and he had this look on his face when he was sitting there. In any of the stills that I've seen, he's got this face on.
Well, there's more to that story. I think there's more to that story, so that's probably what it meant, what he was saying. He's definitely not telling us everything. Hey, speaking of the G20, the big thing leading up to it, at least from the U.S. and Mexico's point of view, is this whole immigration thing with Obama. First of all, the reaction in Washington now on Monday as to this stopping the deportation of some of the young illegal immigrants. What was the reaction today, Victoria?
Well, the reaction is that politically it was kind of, Obama kind of pulled it off here, didn't he? He really did, because now Rubio's sort of withdrawing the Dream Act for now, and which is pretty amazing. And it'll be very interesting to see if Rubio's even considered for VP, because that was sort of his ace in the hole, the Dream Act.
Right.
It really lowers his potential, I think. But people are saying, oh, no, it could be legislative, and it's unconstitutional what he did, and it's a power grab, and it's political, and they had a Democratic House and Senate for 2 years, and they didn't do it then, and so there's a lot of talking points out there. But I think the biggest talking point of everybody in Washington today is Bob Schieffer pushed him and pressed him very hard yesterday, Romney I'm talking about now,
right,
on Voice the Nation, and Romney absolutely refused to say whether he would repeal this or overturn it or what he would do. He didn't give a position.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's the biggest thing, the fact that Schieffer kept trying to push him, and he wouldn't talk about whether he'd undo it at all. He wouldn't say anything about it. What was the comment? He said something about, well, if it would be overtaken by events or something, if you will.
Yeah.
That is crazy. By virtue of my putting a place on a long-term solution. So I think that he had a dance around it. I think the Republicans were really stunned by this move.
And, you know, what's lame about that, really, I'm editorializing a bit, is that this news came out Friday.
Yeah.
Friday, and he did the interview Saturday. They had 24 hours. This is the guy who's going around saying, on day one of my presidency, I'm doing this. Well, he's had 24 hours, so he doesn't think very swift. He should have come up with a response in 24 hours, and he hasn't come up with a position in 24 hours, and it's his campaign. It's his presidency.
Yeah, and knowing that you have to know, I would hope the people around him would be smart enough to know you're going to get asked that question. You go on the Sunday Swirl, you go on the circuit, and you're there with, you know, pick any alphabet, but it happened to be Bob Schieffer and CBS, and of course they're going to ask you about that.
Of course, and he would know. I mean, I don't know whether they picked Bob Schieffer because they thought he was a friendly old guy. Anybody who's watched him should know that he's a pit bull.
He is. I like the Schieffer. You're right. He's not going to pussyfoot around it or back down. Absolutely not. So one more thing on the immigration deal. Felipe Calderon said thank you and talked about that a little bit. There was a statement from him from the G20 summit over the immigration deal that was released, as you said, on Friday.
Yes, Felipe Calderon definitely said that. And, of course, what's interesting about that politically is, of course, that will get played on the Spanish-language television station.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And do you think, I mean, is this, because now there's some Latino groups that aren't embracing this.
Right, some Latino groups are not embracing this, but I think most will embrace it, and most also will embrace the idea that he's doing something.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and that's the idea, too, of course. I mean, it makes sense. What are we, 4.5, 5 months in front of this thing now? Before it's D-Day, so to speak, Election Day. Victoria Jones, always a delight to have you on the show. Thanks so much for your insights and kicking it around with us.
Thank you very much.
Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The conversation between Putin and Obama, part of what was the buzz afterwards. But the other part of that conversation that happened had nothing to do with Russia or Putin or Syria. But as I mentioned to Victoria, it had to do with the immigration policy of Barack Obama and the fact that he slipped it over to Janet Napolitano and said, this is Homeland Security. This is stopping deportation of 800,000 illegal immigrants through student visas, that kind of stuff. And, of course, it ignited a powder keg here in the U.S. A lot of people saying, you know, Viva Barack. And a lot of people saying, you've got to be kidding me. So here's Calderon thanking the president for what he did.
We believe that this is very just, it's a humanitarian action, and it's an unprecedented action in our opinion. And in this sense, Mr. President, we would like to thank you for the valor and courage that you had in implementing this action.
All right, obviously, that is a translator, just so you know, that we haven't lost our mind here on America Tonight. Always, when you're on Mexican soil, Felipe Calderon speaks English, but he would most of the time use Spanish, so that was a translation, and that's exactly what Mexico said, thanked Obama for the new immigration policy. So for some of you hearing me starting this week here on America Tonight, this is your first crack at it. What say you, fair or foul? Where are all these jobs going to come from? 800,000 is the estimate, but I hear it's actually close to a million. Regardless, somewhere in that ballpark, this is what we're talking about. So if he were to take it a little bit further, Calderon, who, as you know, I have no use for, sorry, since he's been in office, the drug wars have ratcheted up. We've had lots of problems here in the States related to some of the Calderon nonsense, and I'll never forget as long as I live the fact that he addressed both chambers of commerce a couple of years ago, you know, 2 years ago, and attacked Arizona for what they were doing, and then told his people not to go to Arizona. So, whatever. Calderon, in the little snippet, the translation you heard there, he went on to say that not only thanking the president personally for this, what he called valuable decision by executive order, because this is executive order, to give an opportunity to young people who were not born in the United States. He went on to say how this is a humanitarian action and a great piece of news for Mexicans. So he says, humanitarian, home run. Great piece of news for Mexicans, oh yeah. And this tightens the bond even more between the United States and Mexico, according to Calderon and our own president, talking about that we're strong trade partners and we recognize that growth is going to happen in the Asia-Pacific region, but we have growth here and yada, 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 on and on and on. And there were also part of the delegation with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner was there to carry the gold. No, he was there to support the president. Following the meeting that he had with Calderon, Obama had a couple of other meetings. Besides Putin, he had a meeting with Angela Merkel, the German chancellor. And even though there was a ton of focus on Putin and Obama, I think the Calderon meeting was pretty big. And then the endorsement by Calderon. So I'm asking all of you, how do you feel about this federal order? How do you feel about it? That kind of a policy. It's, I don't know, is it going to be a stampede to get on that pathway to, oh, it's not a pathway to amnesty. There's still 5 years in between. So they can come here, get a free education and jobs, so then they can go back to Mexico. And the Mexican government would ultimately get the benefits of that, if I'm correct. I'm just saying. But I want to know where those jobs are coming from. And Mexico is grateful. They are grateful. They want money sent back out of our economy. That's what they want. I mean, give me a break with this. With the unemployment that we have here, I mean, that's like a knife. That's like a shiv in the back of every single unemployed American citizen. That's what it is. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. I think that we haven't heard the last of this either. There's more reaction that will start to filter out as people get a handle on what Napolitano is going to do. I mean, you know, and here's the thing. They're saying this, Calderon is like pumping his fist, you know, Viva Mexico and Estados Unidos. But it's more than that, if you think about it. What about other people from other countries? What about that? That would certainly apply. So this is an executive order that just seals the deal for me. This is the icing on the cake. It's ridiculous. And if, and I truly believe this, and this isn't political pot stirring, this isn't any of that. But if truly this administration wanted to do something, and it's true, if they wanted to do something about the immigration policy, about what was happening in this country, which, by the way, has been happening for decades, because there were laws on the books that weren't enforced. We all know what happened. We know how it got out of control. So what could have happened is when you're the president and you have control and you have the majority of Democrats, that is the time to come up with the legislation. But this is the way to play both sides, in a way, to the middle. And it's another forced federal policy. So what does that mean for the states? What does that mean for Texas? What does that mean for California? What does that mean for Florida? What does it mean for the border states and even beyond the border states? Where are these jobs coming from? Where are they coming from? And baloney if it's not a pathway to amnesty. You know, Janet Napolitano was very careful to step around the wording of that because she knows that's exactly what it is. But more than anything, we could tear that apart and look at it from different angles. But more than anything, this is being jammed down the throats of Americans once again. There is no Congress to talk about this. It's just an order. And it's an order that's on the books and that's going to be unfolding for 60 days. It's perfect before the election. Unless we see that unemployment number go up, which there's a good chance that it could. It hits 9. Oh, all bets are so off. I'd be stunned if he got reelected if it's into the 9s. I mean, we're at 8.2, which I think is actually not a true number because it doesn't reveal the underemployed. And if it were the true number with all the figures in it, the underemployed people piecing together, piecemealing jobs together, it'd be a much different story. Something is definitely wrong. Something is definitely wrong with this. And what does it mean for Marco Rubio at this point? Does it mean that he's out as a VP contender because now anything that he worked on with immigration is right now today is a moot point because of the fact that, you know, forget any Dream Act, forget any of that kind of stuff. This is now squarely on the shoulders of the administration. It's a federal order, and it's going to ignite, I guarantee it, the Cubans in South Florida. All right, so we're going to talk about that a little bit more. On the flip side, Rubio says that the Republicans have to reach out to the Hispanics. But we have his reaction, too, a little bit deeper than that as well. That's coming up next here on America Tonight.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. basic products starting under $20. Order your door sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
I know you're alive and kicking out there. Does this executive order sink Obama, or does he sail off into 4 more years? I talked to several people in Washington today. 3 of them thought that this was it. Obama's in. He is in. Boom. This was the magic they needed. This was the elixir David Axelrod was looking for. And they're lighting it up. People are excited. They're going to vote for him. Felipe Calderon practically made him a sidekick today in Mexico, and meeting the president. And this is it. This is what they've been waiting for. On the other hand, I talked to a few other people that think, from the Republican point of view, two Republican strategists who say, you know what, this is it. This is going to sink Obama. There is just no way that he's going to get another crack at this. He's going to be leaving 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue without a doubt. Coming up in our second hour, you don't want to miss this. Truly an insider is joining us to talk about the radical immigration shift that happened over the weekend. It really happened on Friday, but most people realized what was going on, I think, into the weekend, or maybe just today. You know, Friday, you kind of are in that shutdown mode. That's it. Boom. Closing up shop. We're ready to roll. We're going through the motions. And what happened today? Well, yeah, I think some things happened today. And it was big. So Sherrilyn Harley Laban, who's a member of the National Advisory Council of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, joins us. And she actually served under George W. Bush. She was an appointee. She was a spokesperson at the Republican National Committee, a senior counsel for the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee as well. You catch her on Fox a bunch, and she's a contributor to a couple of other things, too, as well. And she definitely has a hard opinion about what has now happened and how this is going to affect the states and what this is going to do to unemployment. Because what ultimately happens here? Highlight says, why is Homeland Security so involved in this? Because Janet Napolitano was tossed the ball of this executive order. And this is deportation. So they're saying, okay, we're not going to deport these, you know, about 800,000 young illegal immigrants who are under 30 or under. We're going to focus, her words, we're going to focus on the criminal element. This is great because we can focus on that instead and not take our eye off the ball there. So that's what it's going to be. Jack says the illegals will have to be paid minimum wage. Since the employers of illegals don't want to pay minimum wage, then Bo, as in his words, Bo has added millions of people to the unemployment numbers. And honestly, to me, that's what's so scary, because I care about the job situation. You know, I have friends that are caught in this linchpin, friends with degrees, friends who killed themselves to get degrees and are still trying to get out of hock. They're paying their student loans. They're like these diligent people. They're scared to death. They go, got to pay my bills. That's how I was raised. Work ethic. Got to pay them. Got to do it. They're not defaulting on things and tossing things to the wind. And they can't find work. They can't find the jobs that they could before because some of those corporate opportunities are no longer available. And why? Because for the corporation, with everything that's happening and how they're getting squeezed, a lot of jobs are being shifted to other places. And, you know, even companies like Dell, like a Microsoft, like Apple, yes, they have plenty of jobs in the U.S., but the jobs are starting to be pulled apart and shipped overseas, certain aspects, big aspects, as a matter of fact, of the job market for some of those companies I just mentioned. That's what's happening. So it sounds like, well, we employ however many people worldwide. But when you boil it down and you see the numbers dwindling a little bit more in the United States. And why are the companies doing that? Because they're making a profit. They have to be beholden to shareholders, and they're not putting their hides on the chopping block because they can't justify some of the crazy increases. If that corporate tax rate was at 25%, some of that would come back to the United States. I truly believe that. I really think that would happen. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or you can throw me an email. I'll catch it on the other side. I'm kidding. You can send me an email. Go to the website, americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in. Or get press 4. That's how you can also get a hold of us. And send it through press 4. We'll get it that way as well, because it'll hook you up to the website too. Plus, you can rant. If you were like me and your hair was on fire on Friday, you could have just gone to press 4 and said, America Tonight, rant. And then you could have ranted about the immigration policy, the deportation being cut back by 800,000 to maybe even a million. I mean, they're saying in the neighborhood of 800,000. I think it's going to be a little bit, I think in the end it's going to be a little bit higher than that. Couple of other things certainly happened on the day, and I don't want to leave that out. We've got a dungeon moment for you. It's interesting. We have a dungeon moment and a daily salute coming up at the tail end of this hour, because we're bringing the daily salute back. If you want to nominate someone for that, someone who's done some amazing thing, they don't get noticed, and you think they should get noticed, also go to the website, send me an email, tell me their story, and there's a good chance that they could hear the ringing applause from our live studio audience back at the mothership in Minneapolis. So also on the list of we're neighbors and we're talking over the fence of can you believe this kind of things, one thing that is heavily being discussed again are conferences and your dollars and mine. Now, I brought this up on the show probably about a month ago. I think people started to get wind of the story. It broke out of Washington, maybe the Washington Post, because they were going after government waste. They might have been the ones that broke the story. But regardless, federal judges in the Ninth Circuit have a conference in Maui, and they're defending the fact that they're going to Maui for the conference, because once it started to get pushed out there, there were some questions about that. Senators Jeff Sessions and Chuck Grassley complained about this August conference, saying, wow, more than $1 million, really, to send a bunch of judges to Maui? And this is right after that scandal with the crazy, lavish, nonsensical Las Vegas conference, which wasn't for the judges. Oh, no, that was for the Let's Waste Time on the Government's Dime group. But then this comes out about the judges. They're going to the Hyatt Regency Maui Resort and Spa, and they say that, yeah, we looked at Alaska and Idaho, but Maui's good, and they're very competitive on their room rates. I mean, we can get a rate with all these judges for $230 a night. And, you know, we've got these great educational programs. We're going to have 27 business meetings in this conference. So we feel as though it's necessary to go to Maui. And we're also going to have golf and sport fishing and paddleboard lessons. And, oh, a hot yoga instructor is going to instruct all these old judges in their robes some yoga moves. And then we have Zumba, too. Yeah, Zumba. There might be a few people that are flexible and will be able to squeeze in some Zumba. But don't worry, because we're going to have all these meetings. And, you know, the website for the conference, because I guess they felt compelled to say something, stresses that government money is not used for any of the other activities that I mentioned. No. You have to pay for yoga yourself. But we'll get you to Maui, and we might buy you a Mai Tai or two, but don't worry about it. I don't know. Do you think we should have to pay for judges going to Maui? Listen, if the judges get together, they have educational things that are helpful that they're talking about. I don't have a problem with the meeting. I don't have a problem, even if they've got to go to a hotel. Okay, great. Could they go to Dallas? Could they go to St. Louis? Could they go to Philadelphia? Could they go to, I don't know, Chicago? Raleigh, North Carolina? No. We have to go to Hawaii. The cost of the airfare and everything else, and, you know, come on. I think it's fair to question going to a tropical location on the taxpayers' dime, because that's what they're doing. They're using our money. Could we not do this in a different place? Don't have a problem with spending some money for staff members, the conferences, attorneys, judicial stuff you say that you need, that helps, that leads to other things that are necessary. Okay, if that's true, fine. But why Maui? Why Maui? If most of these judges, especially think of the judges on the East Coast and the amount of money to get those judges there. I mean, great that they're going to pay for their paddleboard lesson, which cost them all of, I don't know, $30, but we're paying for everything else. Are you just not tired of this? I'm tired of it, I think. I'm tired of it. All right, so we need a daily salute. That's what we need. But we are going to have also a dungeon moment. Yeah, we'll do the dungeon first when we come back, and then we'll do the daily salute. The daily salute is really a heartwarming story. Has to do with a kid and getting some new skin, let's say. Stay with us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unheath you. Her best touch just to please you. She's precocious and she knows.
All right, we got a good news, bad news kind of thing happening here in just a second on America Tonight. Still, you're invited to the party, remember, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or send me an email, AmericaTonight.net. The executive order Obama laid on us on Friday as far as the deportation of 30-year-olds, 30 or younger, who have an education, at least a high school diploma, and they don't have any kind of criminal activity in their background. Maybe 800,000 to a million fall into that, and they weren't born in the United States. Their parents brought them, or they came with their family to the U.S. perhaps, and now they will be able to get a work permit, perfect right before the election, perhaps, for Obama, or it could be a big blunder. Do you think this executive order causes the Obama administration to slip out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, or does this seal the deal and get Obama reelected again? All right, I feel compelled to go to the dungeon, and this is why. The Fast and Furious so-called whistleblower is upset about the fact that the way the congressional hearings, the investigation, and all that sort of stuff with Eric Holder has gone down. He says he's incredibly disappointed because of what he risked. He's the ATF special agent. His name's John Dotson, who first kicked this powder keg open. Because, by the way, it wasn't that the government said, oh, yes, we found out about Operation Fast and Furious, and oh, we were upset about what has happened to Brian Terry, our Border Patrol agent, who was killed with guns that were involved in this gun-running deal here. So, you know, basically what he says is that it's been a year since the first hearing, and Brian Terry's family still doesn't have any answers. And it was this guy, Dotson, who in February of 2011 revealed that the U.S. government was helping run guns to Mexican cartels, because that's what it was. 2,500 guns were sent to one of the cartels from September of 2009 to January of 2011. Agents asked American gun dealers, if you remember, to sell those said guns, those weapons, and report the transactions immediately to the ATF. So, most firearms dealers went along with it. Some of them weren't real psyched about it, but they did it when the guns started showing up at crime scenes in Mexico. Dotson started to tell his supervisors, this is going to kill somebody in the United States. Some law enforcement officer is going to die as a result of this, plus a lot of Mexicans. And he said they didn't pay attention. He warned them in the spring of 2010. The Terry family is preparing to sue the government for wrongful death. There have been other cases that have come up, same thing with the deaths, etc. And he says he doesn't feel vindicated, and even if it's not a matter of that, and says maybe the truth will come out. Ultimately, it's supposed to be about getting to the truth. And that's the thing. That's what we want to know here. What's the truth? Who knew? Are you saying that Eric Holder, the Attorney General, had no idea what was happening at Fast and Furious? Internal emails revealed that the guns were found at the murder scene of Terry. And this Dotson complained constantly that this was going to happen. And he complained when he called up to say that. And he was put into voicemail. So what he did was, he went to Senator Charles Grassley. And, you know, whistleblowing, you're not exactly the favorite kid on the block when you do that. So he felt like he had no choice. He went ahead knowing he could lose his job. And he said other agents were held back because of their families. You know, when you have a family and a spouse, the thought of losing your livelihood, especially in these times, is incomprehensible. But they felt like they could figure it out. He had a wife and figured that his wife agreed with him. And so he stepped forward. And still, you've got Holder. I mean, is he going to be held in contempt of Congress? Some people are pushing for that with a committee vote this week, maybe. I mean, either he is or he isn't. Is he in contempt or not? I say you take the vote, you play the cards out, you let it go. You play it out and you see what happens. So for me, I'm going to say that who we have to throw in the dungeon is Eric Holder. For the fact that this has been stalled, they've hoodwinked them, they held the documents, and now Congressman Issa and Holder have this resolution meeting on the documents from Fast and Furious, from this whole sting. And the Republicans are still weighing the contempt vote against him. I think they should go with the vote, and if it doesn't pass, so be it. I mean, if the contempt vote doesn't weigh in favor of, I guess, the Republicans, because there may be a few Democrats that jump on this, but probably not very many. And if this meeting somehow stops it, then shame on ISA, because I want to see what those documents say. I think that it might be tough to have an amicable resolution to this, because what are the documents going to show? What are those documents going to say? Not turning them over said something to me. So without a doubt, as he probably will get a pass, probably, I'm going to say, why don't we put the Attorney General in our own little prison? Let's do it.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
All right, so Holder, by the way, has said he did not know about this thing until Brian Terry's death, and he had no idea. And what ISA is demanding in these documents to see, he wants to know who prepared a now-retracted letter from February 4th of 2011 where the Justice Department claimed they didn't know that they were helping smuggle guns into Mexico. Somehow that's disappeared. Now, House Speaker John Boehner, by the way, wants to drop the Fast and Furious investigation because he says it's an election year, it's a distraction, it could hurt Republicans at the polls. So there is something to that. And this may be the press. This might be the out that Holder needs, and I think he'll get, which is why we put him in our prison. By the way, when someone goes into the dungeon, we send them a key. If the Attorney General decides he'll come on America Tonight, we'll let him out of the dungeon. It's highly unlikely he will do so, as I have called the office before to interview him, and they have declined. So it's doubtful that they'll do it, but you know what? We'll try it anyway. All right, quickly on to the Daily Salute. As I said, we're not going to skedaddle on this hour with the things that we talked about without giving you some kind of a salute. And I found an interesting story. I'd read a little blurb about this a while ago, but there's a three-year-old girl named Pippa. That's her nickname, Pippa Kruger. She's out of Johannesburg, and she, unrecognizable. Burned skin, severely burned. It's amazing she even survived. And now doctors are going to be able to give Pippa, who has third-degree burns over 80% of her body, new skin. It's the very first time that this is happening in South Africa, and this lab is doing the procedure actually in the United States. They put all the skin together and stuff, and they flew the skin to the lab in South Africa. You gotta love this. What happened was she was burned because of somebody preparing a barbecue using a flammable liquid gel, and it exploded and covered the little girl's tiny body. She screamed and her skin burned and bubbled. Just terrible, terrible stuff. This is toddler, 80%. And she had 4 cardiac arrests, kidney failures, but woohoo, the good news. Thanks to those doctors, she's going to get new skin. We love it.